Good evening, this is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, November 23rd. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, Ministry of Health says there is no documented lab-confirmed case of swine flu in Dominica. MP Joshua Francis calls on government to link CBI revenue to viable, sustainable economic projects. Christmas comes early for government workers in St. Kitts and Nevis. And Trump unveils first women for cabinet. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Black Friday deals continue at Courts and Courts Optical. Shop now and save $350 when you purchase a TCL 32-inch TV, now just $849. Plus the Wench 3-piece drop-leaf dinette is just $499. For the best prices and unmatched credit options where you pay nothing till February, there's no better time to shop. Black Friday came a little early this year with savings at Courts and Courts Optical. Offers valid while stocks last. See in store for more details. Courts, bringing value home.
The government of Dominica says there is no documented lab-confirmed case of swine flu here in Dominica. That confirmation came from Health and Environment Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru. This statement follows recent speculations of swine flu on the island, which stirred the public's interest from some citizens. Speaking at a press conference earlier today, Health Minister emphasized that if the disease were to be truly found in Dominica, World Health authorities would have descended on the island in quick time, and Dominica would have been blacklisted as a travel destination until the epidemic was under control.
As we speak, that there is no documented, no official, no laboratory confirmed case of swine flu here in Dominica. Were we to have swine flu here in Dominica, the whole world would be on our doorstep right now. WHO and the American CDC, is what they call America, the Center for Disease Control, because remember, we just a stone throw away from America, because swine flu is like a serious, serious health issue. Okay, well, we too have swine flu. We'll be on all international media because Dominica have been a party to institutions like the WHO and PAHO and all of these other international institutions. We have an obligation to report any one of these illnesses. In fact, CAF themselves would have an obligation to report, which is where the tests are being done. And so we too have swine flu people. Okay, the whole world would have been descending on Dominica right now. We would have had a serious international ban on us already. Please do not go to Dominica, that we have swine flu. Okay, so the idea that there's swine flu out there circulating and then the Ministry of Health is tight-lipped about it, okay, is just really preposterous. And as the Minister of Health said, I think I just need to really encourage and really reach out to people again that we need to be careful how we propagate such information.
Former IMF economist Dr. Thompson Fountain is of the view that Dominica has suffered tremendous loss due to the lack of proper investment channels for potential investors. Fountain says Dominica has failed to take aspects of investment seriously and believes this failure will drive investors to neighboring islands.
Before the NDC and now Invest Dominica, the idea was to have a one-stop shop. So you just come to one place and get all of the information that you require in terms of what incentives are there. You want to know all of that information before you come. Are they offering, for example, tax holidays? Say, well, okay, if you can operate, if you can provide 10 jobs minimum, you will not pay taxes for the next 10 years. You know, what is it in place? And investors are looking for those things because the fact of the matter is, if you don't have it in place in Dominica, that investor can easily go to Grenada or to St. Kitts or to St. Lucia. And you lose out. Okay, so it's important as a country that you know what you have, what you can offer, and also how you're doing compared to your neighbors. Mm-hmm. And I get the sense sometimes that we are not taking that aspect of it very seriously. And in fact, we've suffered drastically as a result of that.
So
the Dominica Aid Bank has initiated a beautification project surrounding its surroundings and along the Eoli Bla Highway on Goodwill Road. The project-themed Adopt a Road tree planting project is said to be supported by the Ministry of Tourism. On Tuesday, a number of trees, including palm trees and boakwaib, were planted along the Eoli Bla Highway. Members of the Environmental Club of the Goodwill Secondary School, the Goodwill Primary School, and a permanent secretary in the Ministry of Tourism, Dennis Edwards, provided assistance to the staff of the aid bank in that regard. Speaking at the ceremony on Tuesday, Special Projects Communication Coordinator at the aid bank, Josephine Deschaux-Setit, said, when the Goodwill Road Highway was constructed by the Ministry of Communication and Works, the bank saw an opportunity to contribute to the enhancement and beautification of that strip of road. Many believe this beautification project has enhanced the presentation of the road and the financial facility. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says the DLP government is being very responsible and prudent with the manner in which funds from the Citizenship by Investment program are being utilized. Acknowledging that the CBI program could possibly come to an end, he says how the funds are utilized now is critical for the future.
So we're looking at ensuring that in the event that the CBI funds started dropping or the program has come to an end, because in life everything is not, there's nothing that is for forever. You know, I believe it's Job 21 who says the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh, and it says blessed be the Lord. So we understand that the Lord is giving us now, that tomorrow that he may take it for whatever reason. And you still will say blessed be the Lord. And therefore, how you use the funds now is critical for the future. And this is why we have been very responsible, prudent in how we utilize the funds. It is not about us. You get the money, just spend it. They must be responsible with.
Meanwhile, former IMF economist Dr. Thompson Fountain has concerns about the CBI program, which he has described as unsustainable. Fountain says the program could end at any time, and he's concerned that the government has placed the country's fortune exclusively into something over which they have no control. However, Prime Minister Skerritt says government will be implementing some amendments that are geared at enhancing the CBI program.
It is always important for us to keep abreast with the trends that's taking place, because it is an evolving process. It's an evolving product. It is not static. It is moving. It is fluid. And therefore, as time changes, clearly you will have to continue reviewing your program. You have to continue reviewing the regulations. For example, in the next few days, I will indicate some minor changes which we'll be making to the regulations to enhance our program, not only its attractiveness, but also the good governance practices, and to ensure that our program can withstand, continue to withstand the test of scrutiny from our international partners.
Roseau South MP Joshua Francis has called on the DLP government to be more visionary. Francis was speaking in relation to the country's Citizenship by Investment program. Revenue generated from the program has been used to fund social programs, among other things. But Francis says government needs to find ways to link the CBI program with more sustainable economic activities.
We are aware that the government has to be funded to take care of the people's needs, whether it is for health, education, physical infrastructure, and so on and so forth. So we are not disputing the fact that a government, any government, can benefit by this program. The government of Dominica benefits tremendously, but we have a number of concerns. And Doc, one of the concerns I personally have is the question of where does that money goes? Where is it invested? Is it just a question of investing the money into social programs? So, for example, we heard the Honorable Prime Minister making mention of an increase of monies given to persons above 65, $300. It was claimed that money comes from the investment by Citizens program. And I'm saying that the government has to be more visionary. While such social programs are beneficial, we have to find a way to link the program, the investment by citizenship program, with more sustainable economic activities. So, for example, we have to find a way to get investors to look at agriculture. It's not just a question of building a hotel, because you're going to have other issues, the issue of occupancy, the issue of whether the people are going to come to Dominica in any case. Yes, you build a hotel, but does that mean that tourism is going to improve? Because for persons who come to occupy the hotel, they have to get reasons to come to Dominica, and we have a number of problems which continues to affect the people coming to Dominica.
The Dominica Infirmary will be recognizing and observing Residents Awareness Week from December 4th to 9th, 2016. The week's observance is geared at creating awareness and providing relevant information on the institution to the public. Thomas Holmes is chairman of the Dominica Infirmary Board of Directors.
Residents Awareness Week is when we take time off. It's a week during the first week of December, where we recognize our residents at the infirmary, and then we do that through involving the general public. First of all, we have their relatives, you know, being part of it, and the employees and admin staff and the board of directors. We come together and then we set aside a week of activities, and we really highlight what is going on at the infirmary. We give the general public information about the infirmary, how it is operating, and then at the same time we are asking the general public to be part of the infirmary, come visit the infirmary, and also to give some donations.
A number of activities have been organized to commemorate Residents Awareness Week, including an entertainment night, a recognition ceremony, and an outing with residents.
We start on Sunday the 4th, where we will be celebrating Mass at the infirmary, and His Lordship the Bishop, Bishop Miles, he will be celebrating this Mass. Now, in the afternoon, between 2:30 and 5:30, we will have a radiothon. That's on Sunday. On Monday, we will be visiting the residents. Some residents were able. We'll be visiting the president's home residence. And we also have on Monday, to start the day, the president, His Excellency the President, will be making an address on the launching or the opening of Residents Awareness Week. We'll also be having a night where we will be recognizing businesses and individuals who have made a contribution in one way or the other to the Dominican family. We'll also be having a talent night. And we're going to end the entire week on Friday, where we have a barbecue, and then we're asking the public to really support us on that.
In more news, it's shaping up to be a jolly good Christmas for civil servants in St. Kitts and Nevis. That's because Prime Minister Dr. Timothy Harris has promised to pay them double salary this Yuletide season. He disclosed that an extra month's salary would be made in December to all civil servants, auxiliary workers, and pensioners on government's payroll. The Prime Minister said the payout would benefit not only federal employees and pensioners, but also those on the payroll of the Nevis Island Administration. The public sector is being encouraged to follow in government's footsteps. And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has appointed the first two women to his incoming administration. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was nominated as U.S. Envoy to the UN, and Betsy DeVos as Education Secretary. Both are former critics of Mr. Trump, with Mrs. Haley once saying she was not a fan, and Mrs. DeVos branded Manhattan tycoon and interloper. Mr. Trump's presidential primary rival Ben Carson also hinted he would soon be named for a post. An announcement is forthcoming about my role in helping to make America great again, Mr. Carson wrote on Facebook. Mr. Trump tweeted on Tuesday that he was seriously considering Mr. Carson for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Ministry of Health says there is no documented lab-confirmed case of swine flu in Dominica. MP Joshua Francis calls on government to link CBI revenue to viable, sustainable economic projects. Christmas comes early for government workers in St. Kitts and Nevis, and Trump unveils first women for cabinet. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.